Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Blast off. We're back here in the basement for another Getting Dug with High with... It's ladies' night and the feeling's right.
Oh, what a night.
Koo and the gang are here. Esther Koo, Sarah Weinshank, and Kimberly Congdon, everybody. Oh. We got a big crowd in studio.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, guys.
Hi. And it's an exciting... Oh, that's how late we started.
Wow.
Okay, I always want to start on time, but I'm not in control of that. So we started... with only barely minutes to spare before it becomes 4:20 somewhere. Hawaii is going to have 4:20 during the show.
Congrats, Hawaii.
We did it for Hawaii.
Yeah, the Cook Islands, Hamburg, Germany's 4:20 in the a.m. So I'm sure there's a lot of people taking advantage of that.
Hey, Germany.
In the World Wide Web and watching us there.
Each mug, Ragusa.
But let's start picking out what we want to smoke.
Okay.
There's a sativa called Clementine. All the pipes have been loaded. And we got an indica standing by if anybody wants to go there.
Okay.
PR80 is what that's called.
No, thanks.
I'm going to go indica.
What? You are?
Yeah, I'm just going to mix it up.
I'm going to straight up hand it to you then. And you're going to have to find a pipe to... oh, here. This is a new little baby we got here on the set. It's a mini Gandalf from... we're calling it Little Gandalf, you know, because this is Big Gandalf.
They're both
from Chameleon Glass out of Arizona. And load that up with the indica and do it. I like your attitude.
Great.
You don't have a show to do tonight?
Nope.
Yeah, so you can just indica it up.
Well, I can switch back to sativa, right?
You sure can.
No,
actually, once you smoke indica, we force you to not only continue to smoke indica, but a lot of it. So good luck.
Yeah.
I like this one because it looks like it's been in someone's
something.
Ass.
Do you like Bernie Sanders, Esther?
Sure.
What?
Oh, you have a Bernie pipe.
That's a feel the burn pipe.
There's barely any weed in there, and it's really...
What do you mean barely?
It's all dried up.
What do you call it? No, it's ground up is what we call it.
Ground.
I use the grinder.
Wow, this is beautiful.
I use my Fillmore...
Look at this.
Dirty Heads grinder.
Great. Who made that?
All right, we got to smoke, you guys.
Okay,
we're smoking.
Yeah.
We went to a Bernie Sanders rally.
Do some smoking. You did?
Me and Kim did.
How was it?
Kim, it was really cool.
Were people getting high
Kim
there?
What?
Kim got so excited at one point. We saw Bernie and she ran up and I was behind her and there was a lot of crowd. Remember?
Yeah, it was great. We didn't get in. I was all bummed and all sad and walking away, and then he came outside instead because we didn't get in. A bunch of people
came out and just talked to you?
Not me personally. Yeah, he knew I didn't get in because I was angry tweeting him.
How many people were out there?
There's probably like 200 people out there.
You came out and gave like a bonus speech to them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a sweet guy.
Because we couldn't get in.
And then she runs to the front of it. And she was like at a Black Friday sale. I was super excited.
I'm very aggressive.
She is. So we kind of got separated for a minute.
I mean, you know, the guy's a big deal. I'd want to meet him.
He's adorable.
I'd run
you
at
could
him.
Have him on your show.
I did the same thing at a Drake
concert,
though.
He doesn't smoke weed, Esther.
He doesn't?
I bet he does.
I don't know.
When he loses, he'll do your show.
His shit. He knows what he's talking about.
So, we know what we're talking about.
That's true. You're right about that. That's a good point. We should run for president.
I like that. All four of us.
All three of you have been on the show before. Sarah and Kimberly have both been on 8 times, and Esther's been on 22.
Yeah, that's 8
times.
Good job on the 22.
I didn't know.
We're working to get in our time.
I only remember, like, 4.
Yeah, that's probably a more accurate number. I've just been saying that on all my podcasts. I just give some number I make up of how many times somebody's been on, and they always are not sure
I
themselves.
I love that pipe.
I know, right?
So it's mid-century.
It's fun. It really fills up with... Yeah, it's the Game of Thrones pipe. Because everything on that show is sexual, right? I don't really watch it, but
me either.
Every time I do, somebody's getting it.
Someone's always fucking.
every time I tune in, it's either a boring conversation or someone's getting it.
Wow,
or
you're
someone's
gonna get
getting
so much
their
hate
head
mail?
Cut off.
Mm. I won't get hate mail. People know where I stand on House of Chairs. It's just not my thing, you know. But
it's not my thing either.
This Warcraft movie is coming out. Looks like House of or Game of Thrones without the sex, so that's completely worthless.
Warcraft.
That is completely uninteresting to me. But you know, I think Game of Thrones is really well done for what they're doing. I just haven't got caught up in the soap opera of it because I haven't watched every episode and really paid attention. You know, it's dense.
I tried
There's
to
like
watch
50
it.
Characters.
You have to concentrate.
Once the things that aren't real, like the Night Walkers that are like ghostly but not real and they look very see. Once
yeah,
that happens, I'm out of it.
Now.
Yeah,
you're just getting like, high, making up your own show.
Yeah, so, is that not it?
I don't like fantasy. stuff. Right. I'm like, wait, you people who can like evaporate and move.
I like cartoons. I like real shit. The Lovely Bones, golden.
She's
always
love that
talking
movie?
About The Lovely Bones.
That's such a weird movie.
I think it's so weird.
Stanley Tucci puts on an ugly pair of glasses. It makes him a child molester.
It is so good and scary. It's like one of those movies that I watched and I was like not breathing the whole time. And I was like, I never find movies like that. I'm usually like halfway watching them. I'm so bored.
Honestly, though, you reference that movie probably more
reference.
Than anyone.
I reference it as a porn.
It is
as my favorite porn, which
sure.
is not that funny.
It's all right,
I guess,
Bones.
But.
I get it.
Lovely Bones, the porno.
I've never seen it. It's a porno.
You got to see this movie. It's right up your alley because it's very dark.
You like dark stuff?
You're not afraid of that. Well, in her comedy, she'll say pretty much anything, I think.
Yeah. Because this is the second time somebody called me dark today.
Nothing's off limits. Right?
Yeah.
In your comedy? Like, is there any subject you wouldn't make a joke about?
No.
Yeah, so that's my point.
So the Lovely Bones
mean,
is for you.
I don't mean
do
you're
you
a dark individual. You're the opposite.
Have any
you're sunshine in a person. What?
Do you with have dark, filled with darkness inside.
Yes. That's part of what makes you so much fun
I like
to
that.
People who get it.
I'm like a chocolate croissant or with like yucky stuff inside.
Like a Twinkie.
Yucky stuff. A Twinkie. A Twinkie.
Yeah, you can be a Twinkie.
Inside
and a chocolate
of a Twinkie is pretty yucky. Yucky.
Dude, people call me Twinkie because I hang out with white people. I like that. It's yellow on the outside
I think
and white
call
on the
you.
Inside.
Oh!
But fuck that, man.
You get Asians to get mad
like
at you for hanging
I'm
out
like
with white
a
people?
I'm double stuffed Twinkie.
Double
with all the
stuffed.
Colors. Well, that was just one night. Double stuff.
There's like 50 flavors of Oreos at this point that they've invented.
Don't
they
you
got
love
nasty
Oreos?
No.
And if you ever try organic Oreos, they suck.
You,
right?
You like lost Newman's, me at if you ever try, because I'm
Newman's
not
original,
gonna...
Newman's Original Organic Oreo is like... Whatever.
That sounds
that's like
awful.
The
that
opposite
sounds
of sponsoring something. It's like Newman's Original is found at Rite Aid. They suck.
We already know all of your high histories because you've been on before.
It's true. Remember when I got really high that one time?
There was an episode of this show where you got too high, you think?
No. When after you had a show at Comics one night.
Oh, we're just talking personal stories now?
Yeah. And
you
then,
got too high in New York with me?
Yeah, when I first started smoking weed, I didn't know how to smoke weed. Like, I would get paranoid in public, right?
Okay, so what happened?
We were, like, all smoking weed at your hotel, right? And Rob mm-hmm. Cantrell was there, all these comedians, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, everybody left the party. And they were like...
Oh, it was just you and me and that shit got
they
creepy?
They were like... Yeah!
Ew, I want to hear this.
That same hotel, was Louis C.K. there?
Yeah, Louis C.K. was there.
That same night, he got too high... And he, when he left the hotel, he got really high and he left the hotel. And then a little while later, I got a text from him saying, hey, I'm right out in front of the building. I'm too high to go anywhere. And I wrote back, is there anything I should do? And he wrote back, no. And then, that was the last I heard of it. I mean, I think the next time I saw him, we joked around about it a little bit. But
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, but he smokes very rarely now, and I think he partially blames me because
no,
he thinks I got him too high once.
I I've heard him talk about getting too high with people. Yeah, I think he just, like, does it.
I think that's his thing, is he gets too high, and that's why he doesn't do it often. And when he does it, he's got a story that he can tell. Well, but what happened to you that night?
Well, I got all paranoid. I thought everybody wanted me to have sex with you, because they were all leaving the party. And I was like, well, I'm leaving,
I
too.
I called it.
I go, I'm leaving, too. And they were like, you should stay. And I'm like,
they were helping the brother out.
In my head, I was like, they want me to fuck Doug Benson. And
or just spend more quality time together or whatever. Because I've never been untoward or anything. But unfortunately, that's how guys get. They, like, think that something's up just because, you know. Because
it's like, yeah.
They can help to make something happen.
You're scared that you are being that person. It's like, oh, do these people want to be alone?
An oblivious couple.
Right, but, you know, I don't know. I just think we should all live in a world where if, for some reason, she and I wanted to be alone, we'd just say to everybody, all right, it's time to move on. But, you know. But she and I were just friends, and so people were probably, it felt like a setup to her. So I get that, and I think I got it at the time and then remembered it now. Like, you know, what are you going to do? They took a shot. It didn't work out.
No, but I got so paranoid that I started yelling out. I go, I am not gonna fuck Doug Benson, and I just kept yelling that.
I don't like hearing that from anybody. Like, there's only one person who can say that, and that's my mom.
I get it.
Oh, boy.
And I'm surprised that you even have me on your show after I kept yelling that out at the top of my lungs.
Especially 22
times. Well, I
mean,
we've been friends before and after that. I mean, it's like, I probably didn't appreciate it at the time, but I also probably got where you were coming from, you know? Like, and, you know, also, I've heard people say that and then I've fucked them.
That's amazing. Yes. So how long have you and your mother been going out?
That is the dark Esther Koo, everybody, that I was talking about. And Sarah and Kimberly, part of the reason they're here is it was their idea to come on together.
It was.
And because you've got a thing you want to promote.
Now we just wanted to smoke pot, really.
Well, it's always a good time. And, you know, my friends will try to leave before you guys do, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
I get all the crew to leave me with you three. I might be in good shape.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't read
No,
that
so what's, tell us about your thing.
Okay, so Sarah
Doug's
and I...
Doug's favorite comedian is Bill Cosby. It's your influence.
Right? Because he's easy to...
You do it on camera.
What?
Are we still talking about that night?
Wait, no. We're talking about our thing. Yeah. We have this thing.
What are you guys promoting?
We have a web series that we made, and it's called Half Full, and we just finished the pilot for it.
We did.
And we play half-sisters, and we find... And
we do. We heard a lot when we were hanging out that, like... We're a lot alike, but completely opposite.
But you're, like, half Latino.
Yeah. And we wrote a pilot where we were half sisters, and we have the same dad, who's a rich guy that lives in L.A. Yes. And it's very, like, Fresh Prince, you know.
Fresh
so it's
Prince
like truth meets,
sisters.
Truth meets wish fulfillment.
Yes.
For you.
Yeah, well,
like
yeah.
It's yourself,
I moved to L.A.
If you were in a...
If I was a
More
rich,
money
spoiled
situation,
bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, like, I'm, like, an only child, and, like, our dad, Steve Schwartz, he is a styrofoam company. It's the biggest styrofoam company in the world.
Right, so that's blood money that you are enjoying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's ruining the planet, and
yeah,
he doesn't
he's ruining
know it.
Everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like Dixie cups, but not. It's Schwartz cups.
We did this after we were high. We're like, but it's like Dixie cups.
Dixie cups have, like, that weird plastic on them, right? That's probably horrible for the environment.
Oh, well, styrofoam.
Well, styrofoam's worse.
Yeah,
of course.
How about the slogan?
tell them about the slogan.
Yeah, because...
It was, you know, that... pardon for interrupting, but just very recently, within a few days, it's the 10th anniversary of the Inconvenient Truth coming out, and Al Gore letting everybody know about global warming, and 10 years later, there's still plenty of people that don't believe in
today?
It. This last week, yeah.
Al Gore, I miss him. He was around for a while. Haven't seen him in a bit.
He might pop up again now because, you know, there might be a new push to for his agenda.
I feel like we need him.
Yeah.
I don't know much about politics, but...
Where do people see the show? How many episodes are there? How long are they?
Okay, so we made three two-minute episodes. Mm-hmm. It's just a sample
and
show
a
and a trailer.
Okay.
So we want people to check that out. We just finished writing the pilot, and we're working on stuff to do with that now. But
oh, I see.
People can find it on YouTube at Half Full Series.
Do they get, like, protesters who are all for, like, Greenpeace?
Well,
you gotta watch it. Kids,
how hard
giving away
what's
written on, like, the...
There's a lot of stuff. Sarah's yelling at me for giving away the plot.
Well, you gotta, okay.
This is a Game of Thrones.
Don't give away the plot of our web series.
Yeah. Most 2-minute movie trailers give away the entire movie, and you're doing a 2-minute show.
Yes.
And giving that away in a brief description.
Well, no, I'm gonna give away a good 30 seconds.
It's fun. You got to see it play out. I think I've seen some of it. I'm pretty sure I have, or I've just hung out with them and thought I was watching the show they made.
Probably.
But either way, I do enjoy the chemistry and the attitude. The attitudes are very funny in it.
Yeah, basically, I'm poor. Sarah's rich. I moved to L.A. to meet my rich family. And those two worlds collide.
But the one thing I really just want to say is the slogan of the dad's company. I'm like, tell the slogan, Kim. I do. It makes me laugh every time because he owns a styrofoam company that's really bad for the universe. And, like, I mean, the world. The Earth. The universe.
You gotta worry about those other planets. We gotta be having an effect on them as well.
No, sorry, we probably create most of the pollution in the universe.
Yeah.
Earth. Fucking Earth, man. Well, that's why the aliens gonna kill all of us.
I feel like we're the dirtier ones out there.
What's the slogan? So he always defends his styrofoam company by saying, these things never go bad. So that's our slogan. Towards the styrofoam.
These things never go bad.
Yeah.
They'll last forever.
Yeah, like a mattress salesman.
Their very upside is also their downside.
We'll beat anyone's price or your mattress is free. Like that.
But I like that she went with the indica.
Right?
I think that, yeah, it's really working out. She's quoting Southern California commercials. Have you ever heard that?
Mattress sales pitch.
Esther, have you ever heard or your mattress is free?
No.
Yeah, that's local.
What is that?
That's just around these parts.
I thought it was national.
Do you know 1-800-EMPIRE commercials?
Yeah, yeah, that's national. No, I think
Empire.
He's just...
Empire! That guy finally died, right? I don't...
In real life?
Wait, what's happening?
Wait, I don't know.
The Empire commercial, the guy doing the cleaning looks like Stan Lee, who is very much alive, but that's just a coincidence.
Stan Lee is, like, so on top of his shit.
Well, yeah, he's got quite a empire that he's built being involved in the creation of all these
so
amazing
active.
Characters. And they have to give him a cameo in every movie. In the new one, he's a strip club DJ in Deadpool.
Oh.
What was he in Civil War? I forgot already, but it was good. They've been giving him some good cameos lately. I liked in Guardians of the Galaxy when Rocket Raccoon called him a perv. He's like, some perv over there, and it turns out it's Stan Lee. Let's do a state of pot before we go to commercial break, because we got to go to commercial. Oregon won for the 12th time, most viewers of the last episode, and D.C. came in second, and D.C. hasn't won since 420, so this is their longest non-winning streak. But I do have two shows coming up in D.C. on Dabs Day, 7-10, July 10th.
Dabs.
Did I say two shows? One show. I'm getting ahead of myself. One show at 420, but if that sells out, we'll add another one. So you didn't hear that from me. And we will be right back with Sarah Weinshank, Kimberly Congdon, and Esther Koo. Thanks for watching, you guys. Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Pokeball have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Pokeball Home Dome Frosted Ashtray, like we have here on the table, with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to Pokeball.com, promo code Doug, to receive your 10% discount. This is out, and someone is going to be fired. We're back for reals?
Yep.
Okay.
That was a quick
2003, yeah, super quick break.
Yeah.
2003 viewers watching Sarah Weinshank and Kimberly Congdon and... Esther Koo. Esther Koo has a podcast that I sort of referenced earlier called Koo and the Gang. And it's always just you and a person, though. You don't really have a gang, do you?
Don't
that's my gang.
Is you and the guest.
And the audience.
Well, that's the whole gang.
Yes.
You know what the word gang means, right?
More squad. Than one person.
No, I don't think that's what it means. I don't know a lot of gangs of two. Those are more like two lone wolves that stand next to each other.
That's what, I'm leaving it room to grow.
Okay.
So right now it's one and one.
She's slowly initiating.
You were thinking about having like sidekicks and an actual gang in there?
Yeah, I'm auditioning sidekicks.
Because that would be fun.
What?
That'd be fun, you and some like-minded people having a guest who comes in and has to deal with all of it, you know? Kind of like what we do when we go on, Opie or Bennington or whatever. There's a crew and happens.
Opie and Jimmy?
Yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of people there, and they're all interesting characters, and you get in there and you mix it up.
Now, Esther, you're entertaining. When you, like, play the piano and stuff, you don't need a gang.
I don't need a gang.
Yeah, you could be your gang. Like, I feel like it makes sense. I am my own gang.
You are your gang.
Maybe that's my problem the
your
whole time.
Your vast array of musical instruments that you can play are your gang.
Yeah.
Your rap skills are your gang.
Yeah.
She can rap?
Your basketball playing skills.
She does it all. There's nothing she
raps?
Doesn't do.
She raps.
Oh, I can think something she doesn't do.
Oh, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
You guys have met these things, right? You've dealt with them before.
Yeah,
you've dealt with the aftermath.
The heavy monkey.
You know what to say. Yes, you really? Said it. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
Sound heavy monkey, rich. Heavy monkey.
Here we go.
No, stop.
Can't stop it. It's once,
oh my God.
Once somebody just says heavy on this show, it's in motion. We're lucky nobody ever just says it randomly before I hand them the monkey.
These monkeys?
Let's go back and check.
Put them in your bra.
I'm not putting those in my bra. You put them in your bra.
But anyway, we're doing a thing with those guys. We always like hashtag heavy monkeys. People have sent me pictures of bathroom stalls that have hashtag heavy monkey written on the wall.
I'm trying to.
So I'm very proud of that. And as of yesterday, we have 125 patrons on Patreon.com. Do you guys know what that is?
Patreon.com?
Yeah. You guys started
We started Patreon where
it's
Patreon.com/gettingdug, where if you pay $4.20 a month, you get a bunch of, you know, bonus special things.
That's awesome. Really cool.
And before the show, we did a Periscope just for those. You can do private Periscopes.
You can?
For just those 125 people. So we do.
It's like a lap dance.
How do you?
Yes.
I didn't even know
we
that.
We take
you could
those
do
people
that.
Into the champagne room, and we remind them about the rules regarding touching.
Yes.
And then we go nuts.
Wow.
No sex in the
show. We had a heavy monkey goal where we were trying to raise $1,000 through these memberships, and we're more than halfway there. And once we get there, the idea is we're going to repair both of these because neither of them work anymore.
They're missing bananas, too. Because their hands
are?
Have holes or whatever.
They're definitely ready to grip something, but I've always joked that they're just going to jerk off someone very small. But and only they only have to be small in that area. They don't have to be...
Dead fan.
I wasn't wasn't a little person joke. Dead fan. You go after your own. I like it.
I like
I think you should get them accessories. I think you got
you know what I saw once? I saw a show, a Bobby Lee show from beginning to end. He never took his clothes off. I'm kidding! actually, when he was on Douglas Movies, I think he kept his clothes on. So thank you for that, Bobby Lee. He won't come on this show, though, because he's like, I get weird when I get high. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's why we want
that
you
is,
on.
You probably would be so normal. So when we get to 1,000, we're going to set it up so that we're going to fix the monkeys. And then we're going to draw a name from all the members. And someone's going to win the other monkey.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to start a Patreon.
It's crazy. You should. Yeah, it's good. Oh, and somebody named Concord Cast on the 420 Club suggested that we'll also send out with the heavy monkey an air horn.
Oh.
Yeah, which I don't...
An
just
air
mail
horn?
An air horn? That
seems,
might be dodgy.
Seems real dicey.
Yeah, oh my God. Was that an air horn that just went off in the bottom of the plane? we got to go to a break a long time ago. No, we went back. We're back from the break.
There we go.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
It was such a quick break.
I like looked down and like saw we didn't do any pot topics yet. I'm like, oh my God, where are we? What's happening? Did I say pot topic? Did you play that because I said pot topic?
Pot topic.
You're very good. Number one.
Air horn.
Governor Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper.
Yeah, he's the Colorado governor.
Ooh, great name.
Hot.
He's changing his tune about marijuana. Yeah.
He's mad?
When it was first legalized, he said that if he could, he'd wave a magic wand to reverse the decision. Yeah, he's like, I would go Harry Potter on that shit. And then he said the voters were reckless for voting it in. And thought, and then later he said it was risky. And now, now at the Milken Institute of Global Conference in Los Angeles, if I had that magic wand now, I don't know if I would wave it.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Make up your mind.
Well, I don't know what I would do now. Before, I was very sure. Now I'm completely unsure.
You can tell he got high.
I was wrong when I was sure, and I'm nothing when I'm unsure. So get out of office. Let's get some people who get things done.
And stop talking about wands,
want what
idiot.
They want.
Fantasia. Doesn't Fantasia
wands?
Have a wand?
What kind of grown man brings up wands
I don't
in a
know.
Serious
Maybe,
discussion?
You know.
You should never murder. Except for
Maybe he used to be
Gabe.
A sorcerer's apprentice
magic.
And he had a, you
Besides
know, a situation
magic,
with a lot of brooms.
Imagine if you're a wizard and you
like
called
Nicholas
your dick your wand.
Is that
I just realized, do you think that the Mickey and Sorcerer's Apprentice, do you think that that's a like an allegory for sexual abuse? Like the sorcerer takes broom handles? And, okay,
I mean, I'm sure there's some dark
things.
This is a Disney-affiliated show. Disney owns YouTube, right? Let's go to pot topic number two, you guys.
That always makes me hungry.
It does.
For more topics?
No, for...
Because I've got some.
Okay.
Open up.
Okay, I'm ready.
The Illinois House...
Oh, it's not.
...has voted to decriminalize marijuana. Up to 10 grams would be a ticket-based penalty. Like 100 to 200 bucks. And before, it used to be a misdemeanor, and it'd be $1,500, and you could possibly go to jail, which is where they put the black people that they catch smoking marijuana.
I think that's great, but then now weed's going to be like parking meters. Like, always getting tickets.
I don't think you'll always be getting that. Well, maybe. It could be like a good way to give out a lot of tickets to just show up at some hippie event and start to passing them out.
Yeah.
But I think they're more or less going to ignore it. Like,
I hope so.
There's something about parking tickets that's more... if a lot of people are getting these weed tickets, then there would be protests about it and discussion about it, and then it would just get flat out legalized, and then the city wouldn't have any revenue from it. I think it's all about keeping people out of jail. That's my feeling. Pot topic number three.
Hot topic.
Oregon jobs. A new report suggests that Oregon has created at least 2,165 jobs due to marijuana legalization. It adds up to nearly $46 million in payroll.
Wow. Let me get one of those jobs.
Yeah. Beer, wine, and liquor employed 1,450 people.
Wait,
and it was,
what?
And they made $28 million in wages, so I'm saying... Wow.
Basically, legalize weed in your state, so you'll make more money.
Yeah, but
you don't
the
have
alcohol
to
companies
rob
don't
your
tell
own
them,
citizens.
Don't tell them about it. Because when the alcohol companies find out, that's when they start campaigns to stop it. Because alcohol use is going down as marijuana use goes up.
That's the next civil war
companies,
in this country.
Please,
alcohol
understand.
Companies versus marijuana companies.
I still
companies.
Drink a lot when I'm high.
Same.
Don't worry about it.
They're so insecure,
You'll
these
still
alcohol
make money.
Companies.
All companies are insecure. All companies need to stay the number one company. And that is, other than Apple, what stays number one, you know?
I don't know.
And they do it through pure evil.
All I can think about is air horns and, like, if you need to have a permit for
again.
One.
Oh.
Like, to
permit?
Mail one.
Oh, I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to mail it out with a monkey. I don't know. A lighter and an air horn. I think we'd get something would happen.
You got to have a permit.
I think that's a weird combo to try to
a lighter and an
transport.
Air horn.
But, you know,
party
maybe
in
the winner
box.
Will be local. We'll just drive it over. And they'll know when we get there.
Because you'll do the air horn.
Yeah.
I get it.
The reason the air horn's on the show is because I've always found the air horn to be the most fascinatingly awful noise thing that can happen. Because if you do it without telling people first, they're going to jump. No matter what, they're going to be scared by it. And then you can go, ha ha, I got you. No, you didn't. You have a fucking air horn. I was walking back into my hotel the other night in Alabama,
And the lady that works at the hotel hid behind the door.
Like
one of the night employees. I'm not kidding
you. To scare you?
Hid behind the door and jumped out and was like, ah, when I came through. Because you have to put your key in to get the door open. And when I came through, she goes, ah. And I go, oh, my. You know, like I was more shocked that it was happening rather than the startling somebody jumping out at me.
What?
And she laughed and said, I got him. I got him. I scared him. And I was just like, what kind of behavior is this? Yeah, well, I'm glad you weren't there because I just sort of laughed it off.
At the place you were staying?
At the hotel, yeah.
That's even creepier.
Is that weird?
It's like, got you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's not Halloween.
Yeah.
She's not in a costume.
It's late.
I'm walking in drunk and high.
That's like a fucking nightmare.
A weird decision. She worked there?
Wait a second. I didn't get high in Alabama. I take that back. Strike that. What?
She worked there?
She's an employee at that hotel.
What?
One of the night people. I'm telling you, the people there are so nice that it goes beyond nice and comes back around to fucking awful sometimes because they're having that much fun. Like she just thought that was a fun thing to do.
And she ran away.
She was just
like, oh god,
they're so fun loving.
I gotta say, I would have been more mad at her if it was a white lady. It was a black lady, so I was just sort of like, you know what.
You got me.
You know, I, there's a lot of ways they need to be repaid. It's just reparations.
I could freak out if someone did that.
Awful things my ancestors did.
I feel like I wouldn't have been nice. I would have been like, why did you scare me?
I'd have been like, yeah.
No, I was very, I was very confused by it, which made them laugh even harder.
I would just.
It was so weird.
I would just have to, like, talk about it with her. I don't think I could just drop it and go to my room because I wouldn't sleep. I'd be like, why the fuck did that lady scare you? I get paranoid. I'm like, was she after me or something? Was that like too nice.
You're lucky to still be in that world. I'm in that was weird. I don't want it to be more weird.
You don't want to engage
too much. So I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to get started.
She wanted you to take pictures of her.
My thing that I want to say was, why are you a responsible professional working a job right now?
Or really?
That's what pops into my head. But it's just like, instead, I just sort of laugh and go to my room and
why are you acting
go out
like,
on the balcony and look at the beach.
Why are you acting like my little brother when we were like 7?
It was weird.
Strange.
It was weird. I didn't even mean to bring it up. But
obviously you've been hurt by it.
No, but it's so weird that I'm so happy
you
brought
it up. During the same weekend where every time you have any transaction with someone, they call you sweetie. You know, like, I buy a bartender, hotel desk, everywhere, sweetie, all the time.
My delivery guy called me sweetie today.
See, that's sex. That's sexism
and
right
I was
there.
Like, don't say that.
But
you're not my gay.
To me, saying it, it's just like, what? It's like, after a while, it's just like, this can't be sincere. Everyone says it.
Sweetie.
They might as well just be saying, good day.
But the first time you fell for it, you were like, aw, I'm their sweetie.
Well, yeah. I was like, I'm about to get some.
It's like when it gets...
and then next thing I know, she's jumping out at me when I come back into the hotel.
Like, there's nothing worse than, like, a condescending sweetie. Thanks, sweetie. Like that.
You know what? Maybe it was.
Hello, babe.
They got wind that I was a comedian, and they all thought it was funny to do shit to the comedian.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
And maybe she liked you, and she was like, I'm going to scare
him. This was the first time I met this particular employee, and then I did not run into her again. I figured out that if I took the stairs from my room, it exits out the side of the building, and you don't have to walk by the front desk. I love the hotel, and everyone's very nice, but it's just too nice for my taste. Because they want to have conversations with everybody. You're waiting to check in, and they're just telling a story to the person in line in front of you. And it's like, they're being very nice, but at the same time, they're holding me up. You know?
It's also hard to remember that other people's lives are like, run slower. You know, people have like...
Yeah, people at different paces. It was a resort.
Here's everything's always fast.
It was a resort situation where everyone should be mellow. So I feel, in those situations, I feel like I'm a New Yorker, you know?
Yeah.
Not even an LA guy. You know, I just feel like, come on, let's go. And I rarely feel like that in New York.
Did you ever see the movie Anomalisa? Do you know what that's called?
Anomalisa?
Like Anomalisa, yes.
Yeah.
That reminded me of that. And I'm like, Doug sees a lot of movies.
Yeah,
so.
That's an amazing movie.
Did you pay her for
the guy's
that promotion?
Profession in the movie is
Doug
different.
Loves movies.
What? Oh, yeah, it's a Doug Loves Movies moment, you guys.
Yay!
That movie is, it's all puppets. It's all animated.
It's so good.
But it's just an adult story, and it's about a guy who's on the road, so anybody that's ever on the road can relate, you know, and loneliness and
all sorts. There's all sorts of stuff gets covered in it.
It sounds like a really sad puppet show.
No, it's so good.
But it's got laughs in it, though.
And it's, like, so funny.
It's got funny shit in it and creepy shit.
Yeah, it's so good.
Because I'll just tell you this now so you don't sit there wondering. All the voices except for two of them are the same guy, and he barely tries to change his voice, and all of the puppets just seem like they all just have this weird androgyny where they're all just sort of
it's very dark.
The same, even though they're men and women. They all look the same and sound the same.
I didn't get that at first, so I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's not...
It's complex, but it's really good.
But isn't that one thing you'd want to know ahead of time?
Yes.
You don't want too much spoiled. But if you know that, you could sit there and go, okay, I get what they're doing there, not dwell on it.
It sounds like prelogue. Sounds like going to a museum on it, but watching it.
So much funnier
Sarah's
than
like,
most
I didn't
museums.
Get it.
Although sometimes, who's that guy that he just does funny phrases?
Really
is his art, all of his art pieces are just a funny phrase?
Wayne White?
No, but he's good too, Wayne White. Ooh, but anyway, this other guy I'm thinking of, his stuff cracked me up whenever I'd see it.
Phrase it like Banksy?
LACMA or something.
Banksy?
Kind of like Banksy,
he does, like,
but
a
in
phrase
a museum,
every once
not
in a while.
On walls, you know. Yeah, Banksy's stuff, a lot of it's very clever. A lot of it's just sort of like, what?
Who's writing for Banksy? Is he hiring?
Ghostwriting. Who's
Banksy?
Banksy's got like a table of writers that sit around and pitch. All right, you're going to draw a rat on a wall, all right?
Banksy.
It's going to be wearing a hat.
And then you
Banksy, if you're watching, I'm here.
Banksy,
find me on Twitter.
Are you reaching out to Banksy to call you?
He needs writers.
Nobody knows.
Oh,
what
for a second
like.
To go on a date,
right? No, I don't want to date Banksy. I want to keep it professional.
You want to date a guy with a mask over his face
with
the whole time.
Him?
I want to keep it professional and get in the WGA.
Okay, well then, if there's an extra room in that writers' room, you know who. Me.
Oh, okay.
And
I'll
what
put him in the
game. Say to people,
Banksy, if you're watching, my girl Sarah, too.
When he's out just being not, you know, when he's not painting on a wall, he also doesn't wear a mask anymore, and he doesn't have his voice changed like
I
in
don't
interviews.
Know. It's so,
so
funny.
How does he, what does he say to people when they're like, what do you do for a living? You know, I don't want to talk about it.
He just fucks with them. He's
maybe
like,
he has a whole story.
I'm in Banksy.
Banksy's pretty mysterious.
He's like, I pierce ears. He like, thinks it's funny to tell everyone a different thing each time.
He's probably still a struggling actor. Like,
he's not an actor. He's a street artist.
And a struggling actor, probably.
Yeah. Maybe he's a good actor.
Kim, are you Banksy?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Banksy's a lady, you guys.
Ooh, plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
How many people think Banksy's a lady?
What are we supposed to do? Raise our hands? It's a Twitter poll? Okay.
Yeah. Go.
We don't have time for Twitter polls.
It's a man. I think it's a man, guys.
What do you guys think is the fastest growing demographic age-wise in the U.S. of pod smokers?
The what?
Fastest growing demographic. Like, just getting into it.
Oh, probably.
It's getting legal. They're feeling good about it.
Probably old people because they need it instead of medicine.
Bam! 55 plus. Is a has had a big increase.
Good
job. Great. I love that. More of them need to smoke, man.
They do. That's why it's not legal, is because they think it's bad and they haven't tried it yet. Cannabis consumption is up 53% amongst those 55 and up. Because also their kids are saying, here, try this. See, isn't it good? Let's go down to the polls and let's vote. And baby boomers are also a hugely growing number. So it's all going in the right direction.
My grandpa loves pot.
Greasy, dirty, wet hand job isn't going to be the shocking show that it once was, because it's going to become legal everywhere. And we got a little bit more to do today. This is going by fast, you guys. It's whizzing by.
It is.
Have to end the show right at 8 o'clock Pacific time, because I have to get over to Meltdown Comics to do Doug Lowe's Movies at 9 p.m. Tickets may still be available, but stick around for the rest of Getting Doug with High right after this. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And click the like button, as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards.
We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Hey, we're back here in the basement wrapping things up. 2,096 people watching. Thank you guys for watching.
Yay! Yippee!
Sarah Wineshank and Kimberly Condon have their own thing on YouTube that they wrote and starred in called Half Full. It's a reference to bong loads. You know, like some people look at a bong as half full and some look at a bong as half empty. You have Sarah has a podcast called Tuesday Snacks, available on iTunes and at TuesdaySnacks.com.
Yay.
Every episode they get into a different snack.
I thought half full was about your vaginas that are half full.
Yeah,
it's I thought Tuesday Snacks.
Aren't they double dating?
Was as well.
Half fools when you don't have sex all the way.
Esther and Kim have been on it.
Yeah. Aren't they double dating Dat Fan and Bobby Lee?
Oh, stop.
It's about
it.
Their vagina.
Stop those rumors. Those guys are both happily married to something. follow Sarah Wineshank at Princess Shank on the Twitter, and Kimberly Congdon is her full name there on Twitter.
Oh, thanks so much.
Esther's going to be, Esther Koo is at the Fort Lauderdale Improv on May 24th, so come out to the Hard Rock Casino Hotel and Swamp to see that. Tavolino's, did I pronounce that right?
Tavolino's
in Coral Springs, Florida.
Tavolino's.
And Kimberly.
I love this side of you, Esther.
June 1st.
Sarah Weinstein, the Jew.
June 1st. And the Coup in the Gang podcast. I'm doing stand-up this Thursday in St. Louis, June 4th as part of the Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington, Indiana, and June 9th in Atlanta, Georgia at the Punchline. But lots more dates are all at DougLovesMovies.com.
www.DougLovesMovies.
Is that like if Dracula was on the show? All right, here we go. This is it's time for you guys to watch a magic trick.
Oh, I love this part.
Gabe time.
Hey, ladies.
Hi. Hello.
Esther, select the playing card, please.
Now.
All right. Memorize
can we see it? Wait, yeah, she looked at it.
That's fine. Show it to this camera, too.
Wait, I can't see. Oh, show the camera?
Yep.
Oh, man, I might not even remember this. Okay.
Got it? Okay.
Okay.
Just place it here anytime you want on top of this pile. Right there. All right, check this out. All I have to do is snap my fingers. We go through the deck. One card actually changes color. Five of spades.
What?
Now put your hand out. It's not quite over.
It turned yellow.
I'm going to put that right here. Put your other hand. Put the pipe on top.
What would be cool if you guys turn yellow? Like, because Asian genes are so strong. What if it was, like, contagious if you smoked weed?
And that'd be turn cool.
I feel like you're more... I like this plot twist.
It's not over. Put your hand on top of the pipe.
That would be some real...
Put this hand on top.
That would be real magic.
Wait. Kimberly, tell me when to stop anytime you want.
Stop.
Okay, right there. Take a look at that card.
Yeah.
Show it to the camera.
Yeah.
Same thing. I'm going to snap my fingers.
Who is he talking to?
One card changes color. Let's wait. Yeah. Do you see a yellow card?
No.
Yeah, there's just one.
Whoa. Turn it over. This is racist.
Whoa! He's so rich.
Yeah, it is weird that he played the yellow card on you.
That was a little too.
I know. And he picked her to pick it.
But,
why did he pick brown for her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And green for her.
Green.
Green is your version of white people.
We're laughing for no reason.
Green is white. Yes. I'm green as fuck.
Well, thank you very much for being here, you guys. This was a delightful session.
It went so fast.
I forgot the mangoes in my car.
I brought mangoes, too.
Oh, my God. That's so weird. She was eating frozen mangoes on the way.
You were eating frozen ones?
So was I.
Would those up the high just like a regular one?
She just came into the car with frozen mangoes, Kim, and I
brought
got
snacks because it's
but
ride.
Mangoes supposedly make you more, or is that papaya?
Oh, it's the mango. First time I saw a therapist, she farted and blamed papaya.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Wow.
Maybe she has a dog named Papaya.
She farted twice.
Wow, that's amazing.
She was disgusting. Like, sorry, papaya, keep
Can't
going.
I can't believe I have to cut this off.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's good stuff. Kimberly Congdon.
Hey.
Sarah Weinshank.
Bye. Bye, Leo.
And Esther Koo. Somebody just wrote on Twitter, we should get, like, you know, remind everybody who's been on the most. And then also, can we figure out most requested? Maybe, somehow?
I think it's Todd Glass.
Both?
Yeah, Todd Glass.
Most on and most requested?
Mm-hmm.
Our next show is going to be 2 weeks from today at a time to be determined. So just keep coming back to the webpage or subscribe, and then you will find out when that's going to happen. And thanks again, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.